Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colder. Welcome to Church at Home. At Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The truth that Jesus Christ taught. The truth that he gave to his apostles and to those who wrote the New Testament. The truth concerning the Old Testament and the Word of God. The truth of where we are today in prophecy. We have no political axe to grind. We are not involved in any great denomination, but we stand for the Word of God and the Word of God alone. And that was really the original motto of Protestantism. Sola Scriptura, the Scriptures and Scriptures alone. But what happened? They couldn't give up their vested traditions. And every time you leave the Word of God to keep your own traditions, you reject the Word of God, you reject the commandments of God, and you are given over to a mixture of truth and error, which will never, ever succeed. Now, we've seen in the last segment how the world has rejected Jesus Christ. And what has happened? Now, let me read to you some very astounding things from what is called the Jesus Seminar and its founder, Robert W. Funk, who has since demised. Let me read you the arrogance of how they rejected God. Then we'll bring it on down to today. And then we'll continue in Romans, the first chapter, and see how this is exactly what has happened. See, when you reject truth, especially the truth of God, there is a penalty to pay. Isn't it interesting? Whenever they have a courtroom trial, they ask the ones who are being tried and the witnesses and the various ones to bring expert testimony, "Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God." And then they proceed to give their own stories, not the truth. Now, there may be some grains of truth in what they say, because some of the things are so obvious that they can't be avoided. But how about taking that principle and applying it to understanding the Bible? Apply it to understanding the truth of God. Apply it to how we need to know who the real Jesus Christ is. Now, we've got a book, Lord, What Should I Do? Now, you need that book because this tells you exactly what's happening in the world of Christianity today, and that there is a dividing line between those who believe in God, believe in the truth, believe in the true Jesus, have proved it to be so, and those who profess but don't believe. Those who profess but have not proved. See, God has given it to each one of us to prove. And what we do here at Church at Home, and I do on the sermons that we have on cbcg.org, which is for the Christian Biblical Church of God.org, where we have nearly 2,000 sermons, we search for the truth of the Bible, we search for the truth of what's going on in the world, and we do like General George Patton did of General Rommel's writings. When he first encountered Rommel's tank corps, and he was watching over the ridge with his, as depicted in the movie, Patton, and George C. Scott played Patton, and he was looking down into the very area where that battle was actually fought in Libya. Sound a little familiar what's going on today? And he had all of his troops lined up, all of his weapons lined up, according to the tactics that Rommel said that he would follow. And when he fell into the trap, and they were able to bring great casualties and defeat Rommel in that thrust toward the American lines, Patton said, "You blankety blank, I read your book." So we're not afraid to read the things that dissenters, atheists, agnostics, elite, liars, put out. Now I'm going to read you from what Robert Funk wrote, The Coming Radical Reformation. When this was read first 15 years ago, people laughed at it. But as you're going to see, most of it is taking place in the world and in the Christian church. What about you? Do you love the truth? Truth of the Word of God? Are you willing to live by it? Are you willing to let it correct you? Are you willing to change? What is it that you want in your life? And where are you going? Here's the way that the world has done to Jesus. This is his 21 theses. So let's read some of them. The God of the metaphysical age is dead. There is not a personal God out there external to human beings in the material world. We must reckon with a deep crisis in God talk and replace it with talk about whether the universe has meaning and whether human life has purpose. Isn't that something? Remember what we've done on the series of Aldous Huxley, where he said, it was to our advantage to create a meaninglessness to human life so we could exploit our erotic and sexual revolution. Now that's a paraphrase. You can go back, find the segment where I did that. Isn't it something? Have the Bible tells us every one of these things, but you have to prove it and you have to believe it. Yet here he is rejecting it. Now let's read on. Let's see how it was, just like I read in the last segment, that while the elite profess themselves to be wise, they become fools. And then they change the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness and image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things. Has that happened? View the religions of the world. What are they? See, that's why church at home, so you can find God in your home, by studying his word, by listening to church at home, by proving these things, whether they are true or not. Now let me read you thesis number 2. The doctrine of a special creation of the species died with the advent of Darwinism and the new understanding of the age of the earth and the magnitude of the physical universe. Special creation goes together with the notion that the earth and human beings are at the center of the galaxy. The demise of a geocentric universe took the doctrine of special creation with it. All right? If that is so, why don't you find millions of missing links? Now, I did 2 segments on how old is the earth. Go back and listen to those. That doesn't disprove God. You believe God is eternal, lives forever, and is creator? Well, how old can things really be? Much older than 6,000 years. Those religionists who are creationists who say, well, it all came into being 6,000 years ago, didn't read the Bible and the things that in there, which shows the earth may be as old as some of the things that they measure. However, that's only if their things of measuring are true. But nevertheless, the Bible is the thing that told us. All right? If God didn't create it, who did? And has nothing ever changed itself into something? Things don't automatically metamorphose into life. God had to create it. All right, number 3. The deliteralization of the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis brought an end to the dogma of original sin as something inherited from the first human beings. Death is not punishment for sin. It is entirely natural. And sin is not transmitted from generation to generation by means of male sperm as suggested by Augustine. Why then does the Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Why does the Bible say that all are unrighteous? Why has there not been a human being born who is able to avoid sin? If the Bible story is not true, and it's not a story, it's a historical account, so we know what God has done. Number four, the notion that God interferes with the order of nature from time to time in order to aid or punish is no longer credible, in spite of the fact that most people still believe it. Miracles are an affront to justice and integrity of God, however understood. Miracles are conceivable only as the inexplicable. Otherwise, they contradict the regularity of the order of the physical universe. How then did you get evolution, my friend? You see, just exactly as the Bible said. When they do this, they give themselves over to becoming fools. This is what they believe. This is what's coming down in the churches. This is what's happening in Christianity today. And what are you going to do? Number five, prayer is meaningless when understood as request directed to an external God for favor or forgiveness or meaninglessness if God does not interfere with the laws of nature. Prayer as praise is a remnant of the age of kingship in the ancient Near East and is beneath the dignity of deity. Prayer should be understood principally as meditation, as listening rather than talking, as attention to the needs of neighbor. Now, let's come back to Romans, the first chapter. Let's see how this kind of attitude and rejection of God and rejection of Jesus Christ, and we will see what they conclude concerning Jesus Christ. And it is going to stand your hair on end that men would be so audacious and blasphemous to really do these things. And what is worse yet, how many people believe them. And what is worse yet is how many of those in the clergy believe these things. Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the created thing more than the one who is creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. Now let's see the next cause that happens. And as I read these things, I want you to ask the question, has this happened in past ages? Has it happened in Babylon and Persia and Greece and Rome and throughout Europe and throughout the world and every civilization that there is? Think about it. And it's happening right now in the whole world before our very eyes. Verse 26, for this cause God abandoned them to disgraceful passions, for even their women changed the natural use of sex into that which is contrary to nature. And what is the big thing today? Homosexual marriage. That is an evil affront to God. But God has given them choice. And the punishment that is fitting is coming upon them, already being enacted in their lives. Verse 27, and in the same manner also men, having left the natural use of sex with women, were inflamed in their lustful passions one toward another, men with men shamelessly committing lewd acts and receiving back within themselves a fitting penalty for their error. Is that true today? And in the series that I did, Obsessed with Sex, we went through and listed how many sexually transmitted diseases. Yet in a faithful marriage, there's never that kind of disease. Just isn't there. Why? Because God is the author of marriage, of man and woman. The world is given over to what the Bible says is Sodom and Gomorrah. And look at the obsession with sex. continually politicians in the headlines, right? And then given over to drugs, given over to all of the destructive things. Why? Because when you leave God and reject Him, anybody, doesn't matter who you are, where you are, these penalties come upon you just like the laws of gravity act upon your life. Now notice, here's what I've been saying, and it's verified by the Bible as true. So when you read something in the Bible that is true, and you look on and observe, yes, that's exactly what is happening, then what do you have to conclude? The Bible is true. The Bible is right. The Bible is the Word of God. Do you believe that? And if you do, are you willing to act upon it and follow the truth? Let's read it, verse 28. And in exact proportion as they did not consent to have God in their knowledge, God abandoned them to a reprobate mind to practice those things that are immoral. Now, what is a reprobate mind? Well, I think if you'd ask one of my relatives, Ann Coulter, who recently wrote the book Demonic, you would find that their thinking is so messed up who reject God and follow various versions of Satanism that it is absolutely true. They are incapable of making a right judgment based upon truth. That's what reprobate means. Hateful. Carnal, sinful, actively hostile to God, and to practice those things that are immoral. Isn't that what they do? Why do you think the world's in the mess that it is in? Why do you think that the whole world is suffering from many different catastrophes and disasters? Because God is bringing judgment for the sins of the people that have collectively reached up into heaven, into His nostrils. And if people think that they are so strong, and if people think that they are so good, and if people think that they are so righteous, I challenge you to do this. Go out to the next tornado and stand there and shake your fist in the air and demand that it stop. Not going to. See, because you don't have that power. And God is bringing that judgment because of sin. If you don't believe me, read all of Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Then when you're done with that, read Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. And when you're done with that, read the New Testament so you can understand how these things come automatically. See? Now notice how this describes the world and our society today. Is it any wonder they hate Jesus? Is it any wonder they discount Jesus? Is it any wonder that they don't want to go to any church because all it is just nothing but a bunch of mush and lies? Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, guile, evil disposition, whisperers, slanderers, God-haters. Isn't that what we have in the world? Doesn't that describe the elite? Doesn't that describe most of the media? Doesn't that describe the average person on the street? Oh, well, they don't think they're God-haters because they think what they're doing is right. Really? Then why do these things happen? There is cause, there is effect. Sin equals penalty. Automatic. Inside, in the mind, in society, in the world, affecting other people. Now let's continue. Insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things and practices, disobedient to parents, void of understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who commit such things are worthy of death, not only practice these things themselves, but also approve of those who commit them. Yes, you belong to our club. That's why the world's in the condition that it is in, because it's rejected Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to see in the next segment exactly what men have said concerning Jesus. Yet here in the Bible is the truth. Now, let me tell you one thing about the Holy Bible in its original order that we have produced through York Publishing. It is dedicated to the truth of God. It is the only Bible ever published to have all the books of the Bible in its proper order. It is the only Bible which really tells you the truth of the difficult scriptures that Paul wrote. It is the only Bible that upholds the true, inerrant inspiration of the Word of God. Because in doing this, and those who work with me, we want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and we preach it and teach it without any obligations to organizations in this world, but in total dedication and love and service to God the Father and Jesus Christ. So you need this Bible. You go right online to our homepage here and you find out how you can get it, so you can understand the truth of God. Because this latest NIV 2011 is an absolute destruction of the Word of God beyond belief. There are 67,000 missing words in that edition. Because elite who think they're dedicated to God are dedicated to this kind of behavior. And their goal is to destroy Christianity through a false translation. Their goal is to help bring about one amalgamated religion of all religions together. It's not to seek the truth of God and repent. So as I've said before, we're living in desperate times. We're living in times that the sins have accumulated so much that the people have left God no alternative but to correct them with disaster and trouble, almost like the rolling of the waves of the sea. So what are you going to do about it? Well, that's why we have church at home. So now you know what the elite of the world do. Politics, banking, religion, all the same. They're set to destroy the truth of God and the Word of God. And they're trying to take the consciousness of Jesus Christ and God the Father out of the minds of people today. And we will see how they do that. So be sure and order the book, Lord, What Should I Do?, and Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, as these are so important for you to really grasp and understand what is happening in the world and how these things came about and what you can do about it and how you can find God and seek Him. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone. Thank you.